From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on The Field Trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk to artists and writers, actors, directors, musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area a fun and fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. Now, this may seem hard to believe, but did you know that there are two murders taking place each week in San Rafael? My guests on today's Field Trip are here to shed some light on these crimes. And their Marin actress and producer, Adrienne Goff, and her partner in crime, Leslie Clore. And they're having a ton of fun performing in what they call the Marin Murder Mysteries, currently playing in Dinner Theater in the Banquet Room at San Rafael Joe's on 4th Street through April 27th. So Adrienne and Leslie, welcome to The Field Trip.
Hi.
Hi, Mitchell. Thanks for having us.
Hey, thanks for coming on. So Adrienne, this show, which you call Remains to Be Seen, is your brainchild, and you're the producer and the director and one of the actors in the show. So for those people who may not be familiar with Dinner Theater, tell us what it is and how you came up with the idea for this show in San Rafael.
Well, basically what Dinner Theater is it used to be really popular back in like the 50s and 60s, and I decided, you know, there's nothing like this in the Bay Area, and I wanted to do something that was going to be a lot of fun for people to have, like, an interactive dining experience while laughing and participating in, you know, a so-called solving a crime. So basically what it is we perform while you are jotting down clues and trying to figure out who the murderer or murderers are, and clues are provided in the beginning, the middle, and the end, and there's also a really fun interrogation period where audience gets to ask any members of the cast who are suspects questions to try to determine if they are indeed one of the murderers.
So it's a show that goes on during a dinner, an evening of dinner.
Yes.
And it's a five-course meal, right?
It is. It's a five-course meal. When you get there, the first thing that you do is immediately assume an alias. You have to pick any name but your own, and that's what goes on your name tag. Then once you step into our room, the back banquet room at San Rafael Joe's, you are a suspect and are a murderer. So that's why we say, you know, forget a date, bring an alibi. And it starts off with appetizers, generous portions of appetizers, and that lasts for about 30 to 45 minutes. And then you're seated and you are brought your salads and intermezzo pasta course. And then during intermission, you get your choice of several different entrees. And then there's another little break after the question and answer portion when you're filling out your evidence reports to determine who the murderers are. That's when desserts are brought out and coffees and teas.
Well, I've got to say that I was really impressed with the food the other night. We'll talk about that a bit more in a minute. I do want to say, though, that for anybody who likes to see a show but doesn't like to get involved because they're embarrassed or don't feel that they're acting material, I should say that people who in the audience who don't want to get involved don't have to, right? They won't be embarrassed into acting.
Correct. Nothing against their will.
How many people are in your cast?
There are 9, including me.
So one of them is Leslie. So Leslie, talk to me a bit about your roles in the show.
Well, first I want to say that as an actor, we've been warned about working with animals and children. And the third thing they didn't talk much about was working with people using silverware. And my worst fear is that I wouldn't small little voice that I have, that I wouldn't be heard above the clanking of the knives and forks, but that has not proven to be true, which has been wonderful. So this has given me an opportunity to wear a blonde wig and do a New York accent and play a glorious Swanson type of character. So when you're my age, it's wonderful to have the versatility that Adrienne allows.
Well, most of the actors in the show play multiple roles, don't they?
Correct.
And I know this show was written by somebody called Lee Mueller.
Yes.
Tell me a bit about Lee Mueller and the show that he wrote.
Well, this will be the third show that I've directed and produced that he has written. And I found him to be a very insightful playwright, and he's also been very helpful. I found him, I want to say, at the beginning of last summer, maybe around March or April-ish. And I just found, you know, the first play that we did, which was Murder Me Always, was extremely hilarious and found that people just really laughed. He knew what he was talking about in regards to theater. And there's always a lot of, like, undertones from other plays that are in the show that if you are familiar with, you know, like Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf and other plays like that, you'll actually catch those. So I just found his humor just to be right there, and people got it, and they really responded well to it. And it worked well around our courses, that we are five courses, because there was the appropriate breaks in the show.
Always need your breaks. If you're just joining us, my guests on today's field trip are Adrian Goff and Leslie Claw from the Marin Murder Mysteries. Now, you've got a fabulous cast in this show, and Leslie, you were talking about working with kids, but the young man, I think his name is Kai Schussler, the 12-year-old, he's absolutely fabulous, and the cast goes all the way up to a Marin stage veteran, Wendell Wilson, who's also wonderful in the show.
Correct. Yes, they're both great. The entire cast has just been a real pleasure to work with. And I have to say that this is the second show that Kai has done with us. Mm. And he just embodies the characters. He has a lot of fun, you know, by far the youngest person in the cast. And he's just one of the cast. He's one of the gang.
Well, dinner theater is misunderstood sometimes, I think, but I know that you got a terrific review from one or two of the theater critics in the Marin area, and that's great. Let's talk a little bit about the food. Your chef, Carlo Farina, actually makes an appearance waving a meat cleaver during the show.
Well, among other things, yes. He does make one to three cameos, so be careful and don't criticize the food. He does not take to that kindly.
No need to criticize. The food was fabulous the night I was there.
Yeah, the food, it's gotten a lot of really wonderful comments. They really put out a lot of effort into it. The chef, you know, Chef Carlo has just been amazing, and so, you know, are the servers. We have the same servers every night, Lisa and Rita, and they have just been with us since the beginning, and they've just been a fantastic crew to work with.
And they get into the action, too.
They do. I think they want to get in a little bit more, so we're going to try to work it in, because people seem to really respond well.
Oh, my God, I better watch out for my part if you're going to work them in. one comment about the food. It's not just like banquet kind of food, which is important for people to know. The choices are prime rib and salmon and a chicken dish and a vegetarian dish. So it's not like your, you know, wedding or banquet where everyone gets the same bland kind of food.
It's a high-end plated dinner. And St. Patrick's Day, we're going to be doing also a fun additional shindig where we're also going to have corned beef as one of the options.
We are?
We are. In regards to our 12-ounce prime rib, chicken piccata, grilled salmon.
Fabulous.
And two vegetarian options.
Gosh, you're making me hungry. I have to say that the other night I found the coffee absolutely fabulous, too. I hate terrible coffee, and this was great.
Great.
Well, I have to wear something green for the event.
Green with envy.
Oh.
Yeah, good point. You're going to change your outfit for that night?
Listen, it was hard to find a turban a la the 50s, so a green one will be even harder.
we'll get her some big green feathers or something.
She can pop
the peacock.
Tell me a little bit about the background of these shows that you've done. You've done two or three more of them.
Yes, this is the third one that I've done since I started the production company last June. And I've just had a lot of fun doing it. You know, the first one that we did was, it was a lot of fun, great cast, had a really big cast then, I think of almost 18 people. We ran for 3 months. And then our last show, which was Death of a Doornail, it was sort of a holiday version of this murder mystery, and it was a lot of fun too. And we ran, you know, clear through the end of the year and had two big New Year's Eve performances where we seated almost 170 people in two seatings. And it's just been a lot of fun.
Mention the private parties.
Oh, yeah. And then we've actually done, I would probably say, at least a half dozen private parties, anywhere from local here clear to Pleasanton. Mm-hmm. And that's been a lot of fun.
So you'll bring your whole crew and do a show at somebody's house for a dinner party to entertain their friends?
Correct.
Or for a charity event, for example?
Correct. So we've done it in other restaurant spaces. We've done them in clubhouses. We've done them at people's homes. It's just been a lot of fun.
Well, the show is a lot of fun. Okay, so if you want to have a fun evening and be a detective while you dine on some delicious food, get over to San Rafael Joe's on 4th Street in San Rafael and see Remains to Be Seen running Fridays and Saturdays through April 27th. And thanks, you guys, for taking us on a field trip today.
Thanks, Mitchell. Thanks for having us on the show.
Thank you.
That's Adrian and Leslie from the Marin Murder Mysteries, everyone. Well, thanks for joining me today on the field trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that the field trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at noon on Comcast Cable Channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends. If you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.